One more time now on Inside Agriculture as we come to the final day of the first week of two holiday shortened and upset trading weeks. Now, next year, Christmas Eve is on Friday and Christmas Day on Saturday, so it's going to be a little less disruptive to the ag markets, which are currently very lightly traded and in very thin volume, and will likely be that way again next week. USDA is currently reaching out to growers of organic commodities to participate in a survey about their operations and practices. Here's Rod Bain and National Ag Statistics Service Administrator Joseph Parsons.
Stage one of USDA's latest organic survey is winding down.
Those organic producers or those transitioning into certified organic production will receive a survey, a postcard to reply online. We always want to be good stewards of public funds. So one of the ways we do that is by first sending those that are in scope for the survey an invitation to reply online. That's the least expensive way for us to be able to collect that data.
Joseph Parsons, administrator of the National Agricultural Statistics Service, from early December, when organic producers received their code by mail to participate in the survey.
The last survey that we conducted as part of the Census of Agriculture Program on Organics was in 2021. This is part of the Census of Agriculture Program, and we'll be going back out to producers on this topic shortly.
Meaning those replying online this month to participate in the organic survey should expect a full survey questionnaire mailed to them in January.
The deadline for response will be February 5th.
What might participating producers expect with the full organic survey questionnaire?
Like a number of things within U.S. agriculture, the organics is kind of a unique slice of U.S. agriculture, and so it spans lots of different things, but it's around organic practices. And so we'll be collecting data on organic production, marketing practices, income, and expenses across the United States. And so that's kind of a unique data set to have a look at the organic industry within agriculture.
And like all mass data sets, including the Census of Agriculture, the findings, once survey results are released, will draw interest beyond organic industry stakeholders.
This effort's critical to determining the economic impact of organic agriculture on the nation. And so I think there's a wide variety of stakeholders and policymakers that have an interest in these data, along with the time series that we've collected over the last several years.
More details about the organic survey are available online at www.nas.usda.gov/go/organic.
Thank you, Rod, and thank you for being here on Boxing Day, the day after Christmas Day. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. We'll see you Monday on Inside Agriculture.